Natalie Young, Little Town Blues.
Go up to Mark Saturday and Scotty. He was pretty impressed with him. He said he hasn't been on that one that quick in a while.
Which one's your best?
I like Little Town Blues. If he does everything right, the really quality racehorse, definitely got a motor.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Little Town Blues fights for dear life and gets the money on debut.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. We've got the early mail today. We're racing today, Whitey, at Mertua. I don't think we've had many race meetings at Mertua on the early mail, have we?
No, not during the week.
No.
It's more a weekend race meeting. That's my gut feel.
It's nice to have Mertua as part of the early mail. Very pleased about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. We don't have a track manager to talk to, but we do have information. Now, the information at this stage is that the rail position is true the entire circuit. The track condition is a heavy 8. The weather is fine, which is good. Penetrometer reading of 5.86.
All right, so heavy 8 at Mertua today, 5.86. The peno and the rail is true at Mertua. Now, Dave Eustace is part of the Mar Eustace training combination. They're in hot form and the best stable in town. And he's been good enough to join us this morning. Heading to Mertua. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, lads. How are you?
We are very well, thank you, pal. Appreciate your time this morning. Got a good number of runners in the track today. Race one, you got two of them. Number 11, Scarlet Heart, who's a first start striker. Is it a filly or a colt? It's a filly. And then you got number 12, Summer Lover, who is favourite at tab.com.au. Conditions suit either of these?
Certainly, conditions suit Summer Lover. She's been in touch, frustrating. Her first start, finished second in town, beating the lip and just through probably a little bit of she can be a little bit unruly, is probably the kindest way of putting it. And her action, we just had to take our time with her, but she's moving very well at home and trialled up nicely the last twice. So if she does things right on the track, I think she should be pretty hard to beat.
All right, Summer Lover, race one, number 12, with a bit of a push there. Race two, you've got number 5, Jazzles, who is an Ocean Park filly, 3-year-old filly. We know those New Zealanders handle the slop pretty well. Ocean Park, how does Jazzles go in the slop?
Yeah, she gets through it well. A very honest filly, who's, starting to really learn her craft. She's going to need to be quite streetwise from out wide, but conditions will suit. And again, if she gets the right run, in the race, then she should be right in the mix.
Race six, number 6, Will John is second up today, was third on resumption at Swan Hill, in the heavy as well. It was only 3 lengths off at Swan Hill. Can we improve on that today?
Definitely, yeah. Great run first up. It's Barrister, lovely big long striding horse. He'll just get out and get in a nice rhythm. Johnny really suits him. He takes his riding. This horse, and he's definitely can't come on from his first start as you'd expect. So should get a nice run and run very well.
I reckon you got a good hand today. Race 7, number 3, Soleil de Lune, is also running 4.80 in the early markets. Was winner at Swan Hill last time out over the 1600 on the soft. Get to the benchmark, 58 on the 1600 again today. Is this going to be another one we can win?
He can. He's big, big sort of cumbersome horse who doesn't know quite how to race. He did a pretty good job, actually, to win. Got stopped in his tracks a couple of times, and Jared did well just to steer him over the line in front, really, without him knowing what's going on. So there's plenty of improvement in him. I think in the handicap company, they'll go that little bit quicker, which will actually suit. Quite a strong travelling horse.
Yep.
You need a bit of luck on those sort of tracks. If he gets it, then he can win, but he'll improve just for the experience. I think there's also a bit of a future there, but he just needs a bit of racing, I think.
Race 8, number 3, Desert Dreamers, interesting story. Had one run last time out after 157 days spell, and then one run and then 212 days. What's happened to Desert Dreamer first up today?
Yeah, he went over to Adelaide and disappointed, brought him back. He actually just had a sort of an internal health issue, so we had to give him a break. Treated that while out, come back well. Charles has been good. He's quite a nice horse. He'll slide along out in front, hopefully. I think it'll be quite hard to beat if back to his best, which we think he is.
And race 9, number 4, Valentina Star is your last runner today. 4.40 in the early markets. First up today after 114 days.
Yeah, very, very honest, really. She's been trialling well. She doesn't mind this ground. And, you know, if there's no real improvers or stars in the race, then she can be in the mix too.
Well, so we need to maximise this. This is all good feedback, Dave. I'm going to have two $1 investments today. What would you do?
Everything's got charm.
What would you do today with two $1 investments for us?
You probably want to box them all up for a place multi. I would say that would be my guess.
All of them.
Leave Scarlet Heart out.
Yep.
And then put the rest in a place multi.
Righto, that's exciting.
Wow.
That's very exciting, Dave.
That's basically me saying I've got no idea which one will win. but I think they've got each way chances.
Right, no, I'm happy with that. I'm very happy with that, Dave. We've never had a
six-leg.
A six-horse place multi. We've never had it before. You could have a statue your own.
It's been sitting to the highest degree, but I hope it comes off for everyone.
Well, we hope it comes off for everyone as well. Thank you, David. We appreciate your time. Have a great day. Hopefully, the best day.
Yeah.
At Matoa, Dave Eustace with us from the Mayo Eustace Trading Combination. Righto. So this is quite intimidating, having to get this right. We'll have to tweet this out too and put it on the website. Race 1, number 12, into race 2, number 5, into race 6, number 6, into race 7, number 3, into race 8, number 3, into race 9, number 4, the place multi. And we're going to have $2. It's a gold card situation. If this gets up, Whitey, oh boy, Dave Eustace can do whatever the hell he likes. In fact, he can host the program whenever he likes if this gets up. He's welcome. We'll see how we go at Matoa today. Good luck if you're getting involved. I think we're all on. I can see some phones in action as we speak. You're all sickos. Jimmy Bartel has even got his phone out. I can see him.